This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind? It's 701-258-0551, 800-228-0550 by phone, by text, and 701-226-8503. Scott off today. Kevin off today. Todd Mitchell here, and we are brought to you in part by MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott to be able to get the deal. I've got five of the My Pet Pillows now. I've got the big king-size one, or the large, whatever, that we got in the first place. Then when it didn't seem like they all wanted to share, I got two mediums. And then I got two smalls for their kennels. I got two dogs. And they seem to love them. The six-piece MyPillow towel set, buy one, get one free. There's a whole bunch of different... Oh, if you travel at all, a neck pillow would feel good, too. Promo code Scott at MyPillow.com, 7 after the hour. So, wait a minute, if Kevin's gone and Scott is gone, that must mean Ron Ness is here. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Todd, good morning, and good morning to our listeners today. Is it Monday, Todd? Because I'm like a disheveled...
Every day's a holiday in radio.
One week closer.
That's like asking people in the medical field, what day is it? It's like, it's another day. It's not like they work Monday through Friday. And then they get the weekend off. Not everybody does.
You radio guys
like retail,
need
a lot of retail.
You radio guys need more time to get prepared in the morning because I'm not ready today. So here we go.
But always remember the old adage: planning is for people who cannot think on their feet.
Well, I'm in trouble both ways today. Then. So, anyways, we've got a great show today. We have somehow assembled a kind of an all-star lineup. Calling in at 9:20 is Mr. Eric Trump, by the way. Have you heard of him, Todd? He's a son of course, our President Donald Trump. They're on their way to Minnesota today, to Mankato, I believe, to a campaign, and he had called and asked if he could be on the show, and so we said, sure, let's hear what you have to say. So,
and it's not because of Little House on the Prairie, either.
Gonna be great to talk to Eric. I have not met Eric.
Something to do with walls, I'm sure.
we've been fortunate to have Don Jr. and Ivanka here, but I have not met Eric. So, in the 9:30 segment, we're going to have Fred Fridley, the Vice President of Operations at Sanford Bismarck. He's going to give us a COVID-19, a few things going on there, Todd. Another pretty active week last week in terms of COVID around Bismarck Mandan, and so.
Not over just yet.
We'll get a little expert. Maybe we'll get some extra expert COVID intel from State Representative Todd Porter, who, of course, is chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee, but also the owner of Metro Ambulance Services. So Todd can give us a little talk about what's going on, not only with the upcoming North Dakota legislative session 2021. That should be interesting with COVID potentially still in the mix. And There's a lot of other energy issues. Todd had his energy town hall last Thursday night. I was a participant, as was Representative Porter. A lot of discussion, of course, about wind and coal and how do we all find room for all of the energy that we're creating in North Dakota. And part of the discussion there is really just getting our economy back up and rolling so we can utilize as much of this energy in state as possible by growing our own economy. So we'll talk to Todd about that and a little bit about what he expects coming up in the session. And then at 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have North Dakota Representative Kelly Armstrong. Our congressman here is going to be here to talk about he's been traveling the state, Todd, and from Wahpeton to Pembina to Cavalier up to, of course, he's from Dickinson. So I always like to talk to Kelly about what's the mood out there in North Dakota. What's he seeing? What's the COVID concerns potentially? What's the economy looking like? So Kelly's going to talk about that. He's also going to talk about Measure 3, controversial initiated measure, which is on the ballot in November. And wrapping up the show in the last half hour from 10:30 to 11 is something that I'm looking forward to is North Dakota Game and Fish. Jeb Williams is the Division Wildlife Chief over there. Jeb's going to be here to talk about all things hunting, which You know, when I wake up and it's Monday, Todd, in the fall, it's just one Monday closer to hunting season for me.
Now we know where your priorities are, right?
So,
when's that going to become a state holiday, by the way? I mean,
the whole season or just like
the opening, gun season? Opening day?
Pheasant, gun, deer.
Oh, sure. I mean, really. Oh, go ahead. Whatever you need. I don't hunt, so whatever you need.
See,
I got to be here so y'all can go hunting. That's why I'm here.
Well,
whatever days you need, let's just, because we end up shutting down half the state anyway. Let's shut the whole thing down and be done with it.
I'm not opposed to that.
Okay.
You know, hunting is one of those activities, outdoor activities, that you're seeing a lot more people camping, a lot of people hiking, of course, a lot of people biking. So I think the outlook is going to be great this fall, and it's going to be good to talk to Jeb and see what.
You get a mask up when you go hunting, or don't you need to?
I think I'm safe. Armed. I'm armed, so that should help me, right?
You're not supposed to shoot anybody coming to you without a mask on. That's not how this works.
Well,
come on.
I don't know. I just thought always if you have a gun in your hand, you're safe from everything, not just COVID included. So.
Ask the people in Chicago, for example, if you're.
That was a rough weekend.
Portland and Austin, Texas now? Really?
I really do my best not to turn on the national news. And I caught a snippet this morning. And that will set you back on a Monday morning alone. Just look and see what's happening to our beautiful cities across America. I don't know if I'd call it, I think I'll just call it rioting because that's what it is.
Well, if not that, then what? I mean, I'm open.
I think Congressman Armstrong said in Congress, one was asking a question of the Attorney General is, when was the last time you had to negotiate a ceasefire at a peaceful protest?
Good question. I don't have a good answer for you on that. I think
three law enforcement officers in Portland were treated because of damage they received from flying rocks and cement chunks and things that were thrown at them. So pretty crazy what's going on up there. And I don't know if Minneapolis, it seems like things have quieted down a little bit in Minneapolis. But
I mean, just because so much has already happened there, and I think they're kind of ahead of the curve as far as, okay, wait a minute, we need to stop this madness. A few other folks just haven't gotten their aggression out yet. One more reason to not leave everybody all quarantined for months and months, because it's just going to get everybody all pent up in the first place.
Well, one good thing that's happening this week is the North Dakota high school sports season is kicking off. I know the ladies golf WDA is in Jamestown today, so some of my friends are heading over there to watch their daughters play golf. And tomorrow we have soccer in Bismarck, and volleyball practice is kicking off. I think football practice is in week two or three. And we've got a cross-country meet this weekend in Jamestown. So
nice.
Great to see kids get out, and let's just hope they can keep doing that and keep practicing, because it's really given them something to look forward to. So a lot of frustration, I think, with the announcement on the schools last week. I think this very tough decision, obviously, kids going to school. 2 days one day, 3 days the next week. It looks like what the Bismarck plan is. I don't know what the for sure what the Mandan plan is, and I don't know exactly what the St. Mary's plan is.
They're all in.
Bismarck St. Mary's is full force all week, all day. So pretty tough. Representative Todd Porter is our guest in studio. So good morning, Todd.
Morning. How's it going?
Good. So as you know, I've got twins who are seniors this year, boy-girl twins that are seniors this year. So if you're A through K, you go the first 2 days of the week. And if you're L through Z, you go on the other half. So my daughter's, all her friends are in, kind of her primary friends are in the first half. So she's going to be in the second half. So that's pretty tough on kids. But
It's super tough. And, you know, the kids that, the older kids, I think they adjust a little bit better. I think where it's going to be super hard is those lower grades. St. Mary's, the whole Light of Christ system, is doing kind of a hybrid also, but they can be all in their classrooms. They can choose if they have high-risk situations at home. They can go totally virtual and then anything in between.
My daughter headed off to college yesterday and at NDSU, and they are They're doing somewhat of a hybrid as well, but pretty much all in from standpoint of classes. I think that the larger classes are virtual, but and then you can select if you want to be hybrid or not. So I think there's a lot of different models out there. I don't know that any of them are right or wrong. It's just hard decisions for everybody. And but yeah, I agree that I think from a standpoint of my kids as seniors, they're going to miss a lot of things, but it's not a critical component of their education. Whereas if you're talking second, third, fourth, fifth grade, that's pretty hard to have really 2 days in school, 3 days in school, a couple days at home. What are the parents going to do? So we'll take your calls and questions today at 701-258-0550. And we're going to be back after these messages, and we'll have Eric Trump on the line after a short while here. So good morning to everybody. Happy Monday. And got a great show ahead today. Thanks.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text into 701-226-8503 for what's on your mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Got dips on your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
PetroServe USA, the Valley City specials today. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. If you're hitting up the Harwood store, sausage potato. Fargo 12th Avenue store, goulash, just like mom used to make. Well, maybe better depending on your mom, right? And West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken fettuccine. Specials every day. And, of course, any fresh baked muffin. Weekly specials, just 99 cents every Monday at PetroServe USA. Scott handing off today. It's What's in Your Mind. Ron Ness is in the guest host.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. It's great to be here today, and we've got Representative Todd Porter in the studio this morning. And Todd, what's going on in the? We're going to talk about legislation a little bit later, but what's going on in the world of? Eric Trump, are you on the line? Mr. Trump, are you?
Not yet. Doesn't let us know. He'll be. But anyway,
he's on. He's off. Scott.
Okay, now he is on.
Good morning, Eric Trump. Great to have you on the show this morning. Ron Ness hosting this morning. Good morning, Mr. Trump. You're on your way to Minnesota with your father, I understand.
I'm heading to Wisconsin tomorrow. My father's on the way to Minnesota, and he's all over the place right now. I'm heading to Wisconsin tomorrow, and we have a big travel week. Yeah, so it's we're gearing up. We're in full campaign mode, and he's gonna be in Minnesota. He's gonna be in Arizona. He's gonna be in Pennsylvania, and so everybody's traveling all over the place, guys.
Well, Eric, first of all, our condolences on the loss of your uncle, and our thoughts with you on that. Tell us about the president's visit to Minnesota today, and in Minnesota, you guys won Minnesota in 16. What's the outlook, and what's his message today?
Yeah, well, we were very close to winning Minnesota in 16, and I think we're going to win it now. I think we were, 20,000 votes off or 30,000 votes off or something along those lines, and I think we're going to win it this time. And you look at some of the nonsense out there, and you look what happened to law enforcement. You look what's happening to law enforcement all over the country. You look what Joe Biden wants to do with taxes. He wants to increase taxes by $4 trillion. 82% of people would have their taxes increase. They want to defund police. You see this whole movement. They want to take away people's guns. They want to take away people's freedom of speech. They want to take away people's religion. The Democrats are perfectly fine with people burning the American flag. They're perfectly fine with people kneeling for the national anthem. The party's unrecognizable. You look at Kamala. She, wants to take away all private health insurance in this country. She wants to get rid of literally 180 million private health care plans. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but it's absolutely nutty. I mean, it's just bizarre. It's crazy. I mean, this is not the party of JFK. This is a radical party. I mean, this is a party that came out and said, we want to not only stop the border wall, but we want to take down the border wall, that's already been constructed. The same party that, wants to take away police, wants to, take away your guns. So not only do you not have a police force to, keep you and your family safe, but you don't have the individual right to defend yourself anymore. I mean, their policies are just nuts, guys, and I don't think people of Minnesota are going to go for it. I don't think people of the country are going to go for it.
Eric, one of the things in this upper Midwest, of course, the things that the president has done, I think he's been a real champion for agriculture, and as you talk to farmers and ag producers across North Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, and this whole entire region, he's really stepped up in a time of need for the ag community, and I imagine he's going to, rollbacks of EPA, Waters of the U.S., a lot of different regulatory issues that are certainly impact energy, but severe impacts on agriculture down the road as well. Those some of the messages that are going to resonate in Wisconsin as well, I suspect?
Yeah, there's no question. He spent a lot of time over the last, 4 years doing it. One of the reasons the economy is so hot, was so hot and is. I mean, you see where the economy is now. We've added 9.3 million jobs back in the last 90 days and stock market. I mean, stock market's almost at all time highs right now. And, our country is roaring back to life. But, one of the reasons he got there was rolling back regulations. I mean, you look at the farmers took the worst, beating with this. I mean, every single time that they wanted to, put a drop of water on something, right? They had to fill out a form that had to go to, one of 30 different agencies. It wasn't just federal. It was state. It was county. It was this. It was that. Every 3 seconds, they were paying another tax, another fine, another, something, another, permit fee for some nonsense thing that they had to do. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's literally the paperwork in order to farm, in order to just, to grow crops. I mean, the paperwork was, you needed a team of lawyers, accountants, and it's not what our farmers want to be doing. It's not what they should be doing. And you wonder why, farmers are struggling the way they are. And my father's got rid of so much of that stuff. I mean, you want to do anything on your own land. And you had to pay this massive tax and this and that and permit fees. It was choking. I mean, you know, farming's an incredibly, incredibly hard profession. I think anybody knows that. And, you know, they're the earliest people up and they're the last ones to go to bed. And then they're saddled with nonsense paperwork because you have a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. that, you know, want to make laws to make laws. And, you know, my father spent a lot of time, you know, cutting out a lot of that red tape and a lot of the nonsense, which has been a huge help to kind of the ag community.
Eric, as you're over into Wisconsin and Michigan, Ohio, those Rust Belt states, and you talked about this type of extreme leftism that we're seeing out of a lot of the activists in the Democrat Party. What do you expect out of the union workers that many of which had gone back to work prior to COVID in terms of really making American jobs or the American manufacturing growth? And where do you expect they're going to be at this election?
Well, listen, I saw it in 2016. I mean, there's so many unions out there, and I can't tell you how many were overwhelmingly in favor of my father. And, I remember hearing the bosses, you must vote for Hillary Clinton. And, you know, so many of the guys were saying, we're not voting for Hillary. Are you out of your mind? I mean, you know, Hillary shipped all our jobs overseas. We're not voting for her. And, you know, you look at the United Auto Workers, for instance. I mean, you know, how many of those, you know, incredible people are Trump supporters? Because my father promised to bring manufacturing back to this country. There's nothing that helps the unions more than bringing manufacturing back to this nation. And you look at so many of the unions and how much their, you know, pension funds have increased and how much their 401ks and everything else have increased. And, you know, that's because my father saved the economy. I mean, when you had a, you know, Dow Jones at, you know, 17,000 under Obama, 16,000 under Obama, and Biden, you know, versus 28,000 and going up very, very quickly today. I mean, it's added so much money to 401ks and pension plans and everything else. And you look at the trucker unions and you look at so many of the construction unions. I mean, believe me, these people aren't voting for Joe Biden. I mean, you know, Joe Biden doesn't know what state he's in on a given day. He said he was running for the United States Senate last week when he's, you know, running for commander in chief. I mean, 2 weeks ago he called Arizona a city. This is, you know, the great state of Arizona. He called it a city. And, you know, they just look back at, again, the financial kind of performance under he and Obama, 0.9% GDP growth. I mean, the slowest GDP growth this country's ever had was under you know, Biden. I just really don't believe that they're voting for him. And I really think we're going to have most of the union vote. Now, the union bosses will say to vote the opposite way because they're all in the, you know, the pockets of the Democrats. But I can tell you the rank and file, the people that matter, were with us in 2016 and will be with us again.
Well, we certainly, from a North Dakota standpoint, your father's been here a number of times. It's been great for our state, and keep up the good work out there, and have a great great visit out to Wisconsin and the other states you're headed to. Eric, thanks for being our guest today.
Great to be on. Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, thanks, Eric. So,
What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, just a few days before, well, heck, we're there. Big Iron? September 15th through the 17th at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds with High Plains Apache.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with this splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was to be a crowd of 50,000 people for a week-long celebration in Milwaukee will now just be a couple of hundred people and a lot of online events. The Democratic National Convention beginning this evening. It will feature speeches this evening from former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, President Trump is going to Wisconsin this evening for a rally in Oshkosh.
after violence broke out in the streets of Chicago again over the weekend as officers clashed with rioters. Chicago's Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it was agitators at the protest that sparked all that violence.
We are absolutely not going to tolerate people who come to these protests looking for a fight.
Some protesters said it was police who showed up looking for a fight.
The police showed up with shields, batons, and pepper spray.
USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Minus 2 days till Big Iron. There we go. I was trying to do that math in my head, and that wasn't working. So take two. As always, you'll see the biggest and best in farm machinery and technology to help today's growers from High Plains Apache, including top equipment. High Plains Apache and Big Iron, a winning combination for growers in the upper Midwest. Serving the entire state of North Dakota, High Plains Apache. Find them online, highplainsapache.com. Scott had it off today, so is Kevin. But never fear, Ron Ness is here.
Well, thank you, Todd. And Mr. Fred Fridley, are you on the line with us this morning?
Good morning, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for being our guest today. And I'm gonna start out with one question for all my guests this morning. So we're in the second half of August, Fred. What is the thing that you look forward to the most in the fall? And
From a personal standpoint, I can tell you that the thing I'm looking forward to in all actuality is taking my oldest to college here this week to North Dakota State and dropping her off and watching her hit her next adventure in life and start preparing herself for her career. So that's one thing I'm looking from a personal standpoint. Then obviously I love the fall weather. It brings a crisp to the air, school starting. And I'm a sports fan, too, so I look at that as well.
Well, Fred, I'll give you one piece of advice. It's going to be a lot more difficult than you would have ever dreamt dropping her off of college. And even sending them off the year two yesterday was way more challenging. Fortunately, I had a round of golf afterwards at Hawktree, so it numbed the pain a bit. But let's talk about COVID, Fred, a little bit, and obviously a lot of stuff in the news in regards to COVID, the number of cases. We're really interested today about, you know, what's going on at Sanford, how are we doing? We got this under control for the most part.
Yeah, we feel really good in the situation that we're at. You know, obviously here at Sanford Bismarck is the responsibility I have. And where we currently sit today, the modeling and what it shows and the stuff that we've seen, we feel like we're in a great place. We feel our best opportunity is continued with a specialized COVID unit that's really isolated from the rest of the hospital, and we're able to meet the needs of our community as well as obviously our other partners that we have. We have a partner obviously in Fargo at Sanford, but we also work with, you know, all the other hospitals in the state.
Fred, Sanford has just been a really busy place for the last several years. You've been, you know, at full capacity pre-COVID, and obviously you went to a lot of work this spring, preparation for COVID. You isolated that unit, but you're really back doing a lot of surgeries, a lot of things happening at the hospital itself. So you're going to be able to manage all of this going forward if you see a rise in some cases, and I think it's going to flex up and down, as it seems like.
Yeah, and we've seen that really since that first case hit Burley Morton County in central and western North Dakota at the beginning of March. And our plan was really in tenfold. We have the ability to go to 100 beds. We have the ability really to go to a specialized unit like we have now so we can continue care for all walks of life. It doesn't matter what area people would need health care. We have to serve those people. You know, the maintenance of health care is extremely important for diagnoses and being able to manage someone's health so those issues don't compound and get greater in life, and we see much more complex things. And our ability to treat things early in preventative care is a huge thing within healthcare. And what we've done is we've had that ability in our planning and the volume of time that we put in is to really meet the needs of not only the COVID patients in our region, but also all the other patients that need care. It doesn't matter if it's heart-related, breast cancer-related, if it's other oncology things that happen, not only just from the general medical things that come in, the traumas that end up occurring after we got back really into society and some of those things. And we feel really good where we're at. We're able to manage it really on a daily basis, but we also know from an operation standpoint, we have to keep our eye on what's happening, not only in our region, but in the state of North Dakota, and being able to meet all those needs. And really what we see right now is roughly about 10% of our patients that we do see are COVID patients. The other 90% is everything that I just spoke about. And what we've been able to do, obviously, we feel that we got unbelievable providers and nurses that were able to meet not only the needs of COVID, but all the other stuff that comes along with healthcare.
Fred, we had a text question come in regards to why are we still using modeling? Don't we have enough facts to know by now? And I go back a little bit to some of the early modeling that we saw presented by you guys in late May, early June, that said, you know, July was probably going to be your peak at the hospital in terms of, but we really don't know what's coming yet, do we?
Yeah, the reason we continue to use modeling is, you know, we obviously continue to work with the governor's office in the state of North Dakota. And when you're going to increase your testing and your volumes, that could be a moving target on where your peaks could be for hospitalizations, not only in the state, but also in your region that we take a look at. So we constantly have not only our team that does this data-driven stuff for us every single week, and we see that, but working closely with this, obviously the state of North Dakota and the governor's office in hand is we're able to see those moving targets. We're able to see where that testing, if we start to see an increase in it, what we need to start to prepare for from that standpoint, from a positivity rate to a hospitalization rate. And then obviously if that curve starts to go down and starts to flatten. But what we saw in North Dakota early was just a great thing of we really flattened that curve immensely out of the gate. But now you're starting to see where, you know, the positivity rate that happened out on the eastern side of the state is starting to level off. And now we're hitting a little bit of central and western North Dakota. And we feel good on our management. But that's really the core issue why we use modeling in correlation to the testing that we not only do at Sanford, but also the statewide testing that occurs.
Fred, we have another text question, and it says, aren't most people who test positive asymptomatic and didn't even suspect they had it until they went in for the kind of just the drive-through tests? And have you seen anything change in regard of the, you know, the type of care or things that you guys are doing at the hospital?
You know, that text is correct. That's the vast majority of the people that we do see when they get tests. They don't show any signs or symptoms from that standpoint. And so our ability to adjust is extremely important. And then what we do with those individuals and how we care for those individuals varies immensely, all the way from hospitalization to we have a monitoring system that people can get sent home with that we can check in on a daily basis where they don't need hospitalization, but they need to be at home, but we can monitor them. And then you have the ones that just need to go home that to that text message that might just need to self-isolate for 14 days and get through that that shedding process of the disease and then be able to go back into society from that standpoint. So the complexity of what you see in the diagnosis of them is such a wide range that we deal with on a daily basis. There just isn't a really one-size-fits-all on the development of care for that COVID patient. Every COVID patient that we see that tests positive, we have a specialized plan for that individual and that patient as they continue to work through that, and then hopefully there's a great outcome.
Fred, a big shout out to all the great work by all the healthcare workers in Bismarck, Mandan, across the state. But the team at Sanford has been extremely prepared. They've done a lot of work, and I think the message to the patients and those folks out there is it's very safe to continue moving forward with your regular care and keep up on all of the issues, because we can't let those things lapse. Correct.
Correct. It's not only safe, it's we feel it's extremely important from that standpoint, from a health maintenance standpoint. And the best thing that we have, not only in our medical center, is our specialized unit that's entire negative airflow. None of that air goes anywhere else within the hospital. Those people are isolated. We have specialized staff that cares for these individuals with inside that unit for our ability to do exactly what you said, is that care for the other 90% as well, because that's extremely important as we continue to look down the road in someone's health standpoint. If you're looking six, a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, making sure that we're caring for everybody. And we feel great where we're at from a healthcare standpoint in Bismarck.
Fred, thanks for being our guest today, and as things change or evolve, we'll make sure to have you back on and keep us updated on what's happening with COVID at Sanford Hospital. So thanks a lot, Fred.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And if you don't mind, after I drop my daughter off on Friday, I might mention to my wife about that round of golf helped you out that next day. So I might use a tip from you here later today.
It was really a key component of it, Fred. I would maybe suggest two would have been even better. So, but all right, have a great day. So, Representative right. Porter, welcome to the studio this morning.
Well, good morning. How's it going?
I'm doing great. So, you know, the question for the day is: it's fall. It's what's Todd Porter most fired up about coming fall?
Boy, there are so many things to get fired up about. I'm fired up about football. Got two kids playing football for St. Mary's this year. I'm fired up that Canadian goose season is already open, and they stopped by to visit me at the lake on Saturday, and there I was without a gun. Just had to wave to them and tell them to get off the lawn. Pheasant season is only a month and a half away, and mosquitoes will soon be gone.
Well, those are all good things, really. So, Canadian goose season is an interesting kind of one of those things. I go to Canada goose hunting every year. This year the border shut. Can't go to Canada goose hunting in September. So I'm going to have to take advantage of some North Dakota opportunities. But how about football? What are your kids saying? Anything different in terms of COVID and football activities, or how are they doing it?
Well, they're being super careful. They aren't using the indoor facilities at the school at all. And if they do go indoors, it's all masked up. They are keeping little individual pods of players so that they don't have everybody kind of gathered together and grouped up. And, you know, they're taking extra precautions to make sure that when and if somebody does come down with it, they are going to be prepared to not shut the whole team down and just shut down little units of it.
Well, certainly interesting times, but still we got a great fall ahead, and Todd and I are going to talk energy and hunting and all good things after these messages. So give us a call at 701-258-0550. We'll be back with more of What's on Your Mind.
If you can't call, you can always text 701-226-8503 for What's on Your Mind.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The storm on the horizon, the buffalo are gathering. They charge through the storm to get past, get through it. Not running the other way. The team at Oasis Petroleum has embraced the buffalo without hesitation. Be the buffalo. Charge the storm. Prepare for the inevitable storms that come. At Oasis Petroleum, that's how they manage the business and risks. With commodity prices dropping, others run away from the storm. Oasis Petroleum has added acreage to their large consolidated blocks within the Williston Basin. The employees embraced without hesitation the montage of being the buffalo. It's the most important differentiator Oasis Petroleum has. Find out more about their operations in the Bakken at oasispetroleum.com. Join the team. Be the buffalo. OasisPetroleum.com. It's What's on Your Mind, and Scott Hennon off today. Ron Ness is in.
Well, thank you, Todd, and we've got Representative Todd Porter in the House, and we're going to We got a few callers out there, Todd, but I think we'll talk a little bit about some of the key issues. You were at the Energy Town Hall the other night, and you've got an upcoming legislative session as the chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee. And, you know, that turned into a lot, really, about wind and coal, I thought, which is obviously that's the big topic right now in the Great River Energy closing of that facility. What are your thoughts about going into the next session? Or what are we looking at from a standpoint of your committee's? Where do you need to be focusing on?
Well, I think that we're going to end up really looking seriously at our transmission system, and it really can't be about wind versus coal and wind fighting coal. They aren't on level playing fields, and everyone knows that. With the subsidies that come from the federal government on the wind energy, their placement onto these regional power networks is first. And so coal has an uphill battle, and we have to keep pushing and trying to level that playing field so that we have clean coal technology, we have Project Tundra, we have CO2 injection systems, we have our friends up at EERC in Grand Forks that are working on the research to keep coal a very viable source of energy and keep those 800 to 1,000 jobs in the center part of the state that are some of the best paying jobs in the state, keeping those folks employed.
The North Dakota legislature has focused a lot, I think, on terms of research and technology upgrades and really been supportive of things like you said, like Project Tundra and CO2 sequestration or enhanced oil recovery. What else is out there? Because a lot of those things you're talking about in terms of maybe the not level playing field are the federal policies, the production tax credit, the transmission priority. What else is out there, and what should be happening between now and the session so we come in and we get moving on something that may be helpful?
Well, you know, we have to take an overall look at value-added energy. We cannot think that we're going to be able to sustain ourselves as an energy economy into a country that doesn't want carbon. And so we have to start finding things that we can make here in North Dakota, that we can build here in North Dakota, and start grabbing some of that low-hanging fruit off of all of our processes. We have inside of the coal industry, there are precious metals inside of our lignite coal that we have to start looking at to see if we can grab those and utilize those. The plant up at Washburn is probably the most advanced plant that we have due to the clean coal technology that Great River Energy had put in place over the last 10 to 15 years. So if that one does fail, all the rest of them are really hinging on not doing well. So we really need to push our value-added energy components, and we really need to push things that we can make and use right here in North Dakota.
Thanks, Todd. We've got a caller, Richard from Bismarck, who's got a comment about the school's opening. Richard, are you with us?
Yeah,
there you go, Richard.
Yep, we're there. Hi, Richard. We've got you. Go ahead.
Well, my question is, Bismarck and Mandan Middle Schools are doing a rotation every other day or whatever they're doing. And you got the middle school people, they got to depend on busing. Now they're short of buses. And they're making it very difficult on two family incomes. And guess what's going to happen? The grandparents are going to get involved, the vulnerable people that we're trying to protect. And now the grandparents are going to have to step in and help take care of the kids. And they're going to pass that virus on to all the grandparents then. So somebody needs to get their head straight on what they're talking about and really look at the big picture of what they're doing to these kids in middle school.
Richard, thanks for the comment, and I think that that sentiment is shared by a lot of people, and, of course, a lot of uncertainty out there. And there's no, let's face it, there's no perfect answer to any of this, and everybody's trying to do their best. We did reach out to Jason.
Yeah, but why are they bringing the damn grandparents in?
Well, those are individual family choices, and you know, I'm not able to answer that, but I'll pass forward your thoughts, and I think that's the share of the concern of many out there. Is we got a texter that sent in is, you know, very hard to educate grade school young kids at home on a regular basis to get them to learn what they need to learn. So tough issues, and I suspect we've got more of them.
Completely change everything that we've ever assembled as a family unit. All of a sudden, this year we blew it up, not knowing in advance that we're ever going to have to, rethink everything.
Tough challenges, tough issues.
Or what's on your mind on the way, 701-258-0550.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.